जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन बल्लभा गिरिवर धाम जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे নিত্যাই গৌর হরি বল, হরি বল, হরি বল, হরি বল। জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ, 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 প্রভুপাদ। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল। নমো ওম বিষ্ণু পদায় কৃষ্ণ পৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী নীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্যাদেশতারিণে। ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়, ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। নারায়ণং নমস্কৃত্য নরং চৈব নরোত্তমম্, দেবীং সরস্বতীং ব্যাসং ততো জয়মুদীরয়েত্। নষ্টপ্রায়েষু অভদ্রেষু নিত্যং ভাগবত সেবায়া ভগবতী উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির ভবতি নৈষ্টিকি। শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ফোর্থ ক্যান্টো চ্যাপ্টার 22nd টেক্সট 23। অর্থ ইন্দ্রিয় আরাম অর্থেন্দ্রিয়ারাম সগোষ্ঠী সগোষ্ঠী অতৃষ্ণয়া তৎ সম্মতানাম তৎসম্মতানাম অপরিগ্রহেণা চ বিবিক্তা রুচয়া পরিতোষ আত্মনি বিনা হরের গুণ পীয়ূষ পানাত। অর্থেন্দ্রিয়া রাম সগষ্ঠী আতৃষ্ণয়া অর্থেন্দ্রিয়া রাম সগষ্ঠী অতৃষ্ণয়া তৎসম্মতানাম অপরিগ্রহেণ চ বিবিক্তরুচয়া বিবিক্তরুচ্যা পরিতোষ আত্মনি বিনা হরির গুণ পীয়ূষ পানা। অর্থেন্দ্রিয়া রাম সগষ্ঠী অতৃষ্ণয়া তৎসম্মতানাম অপরিগ্রহেণ চ বিবিক্তরুচ্যা পরিতোষয়াত্মনি বিনা হরির গুণ পীয়ূষ পানা। अर्थेन्द्रिया रामो षगष्ठिया तृष्णया तत्सम्मतानाम अपरिग्रहेन च बिबिक्तरुच्चा परितोषयात्मनि वीना हरिर्गुण पीयूष पानात् Artha reaches Indriya, senses, Arama, gratification, Sha Goshti with their companion, Atrishnaya, by reluctance, Tat, that, Sammatanam, since approved by them, Aparigrahena, by non-acceptance, cha, also, vivikta ruccha, disgusted taste, paritosha, happiness, atmani, self, vina, without, hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, guna, qualities, Piyusha, nectar, panat, drinking. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. One has to make progress in spiritual life by not associating with persons who are simply interested in sense gratification and making money. Not only such persons, but one who associates with such persons should be avoided. One should mold his life in such a way that he cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. One can be thus elevated by being disgusted with the taste for sense enjoyment. Please repeat after me. One has to make progress in spiritual life by not associating with persons who are simply interested in sense gratification and making money. Not only such persons, but one who associates with such persons should be avoided. One should mold his life in such a way that he cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. One can be thus elevated by being disgusted with the taste for sense enjoyment. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this material world, everyone is interested in money and sense gratification. The only objective is to earn as much money as possible and utilize it for sense enjoyment, utilization for satisfaction of the senses. Srila Sukadev Goswami thus described the activities of the materialistic persons. Nidraya riyate naktam babayena chabavayaha divacharthe haya rajan kutumba bharanena ba. This is a typical example of a materialistic person. At night, they waste their time by sleeping more than 6 hours or by wasting time in sex indulgence. This is their occupation at night. And in the morning, they go to their office or business place just to earn money. As soon as there is some money, they become busy in purchasing things for their children and others. Such persons are never interested in understanding the values of life. What is God? What is the individual soul? What is its relationship with God, etc.? Things are degraded to such an extent that those who are supposed to be religious are also at the present moment interested only in sense gratification. The number of materialistic persons in this age of Kali has increased more than in any other age. Therefore, persons who are interested in going back home, back to Godhead, should not only engage in devotional, in service of realized souls, but should give up the company of materialistic persons whose only aim is to earn money and employ it in sense gratification. They should also not accept the objectives of materialistic persons, namely money and sense gratification. Therefore, it is stated, bhakti pareshanu bhava viraktir annatra cha. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.42. To advance in devotional service, one should be uninterested in the materialistic way of life. That which is the subject matter of satisfaction for the devotees is of no interest to the non-devotees. Simple negation or giving up the company of materialistic persons will not do. We must have engagements. Sometimes it's found that a person interested in spiritual advancement gives up the company of material society and goes to a secluded place as recommended by the yogis specially. But that will also not help a person in spiritual advancement. For in many instances, such yogis also fall down. As far as gyanis are concerned, generally they fall down without taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. The impersonalists or the voidists can simply avoid the positive material association. The impersonalists or the voidists can simply avoid the positive materialistic material association. They cannot remain fixed in transcendence without being engaged in devotional service. The beginning of devotional service is to hear about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is recommended in the verse, in this verse, Bina Harir Guna Piyusha Panat. One must drink the nectar of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this means that one must be always engaged in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. It is the prime method for advancing in spiritual life. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommends this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. If one wants to make advancement in spiritual life, by great fortune he may meet a bona fide spiritual master and from him learn about Krishna. By serving both the spiritual master and Krishna, he gets the seed of devotional service, Bhakti Lata Beach. And if he sows the seed within his heart and waters it by hearing and chanting, it grows into a luxuriant Bhakti Lata or Bhakti Creeper. The creeper is so strong that it penetrates the covering of the universe and reaches the spiritual world and continues to grow on and on until it reaches and takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Just as an ordinary creeper also grows on and on until it takes a solid shelter of a roof. Then it very steadily grows and produces the required fruit. The real cause of the growing of such fruit, which is here called the nectar of hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is to water the creeper of devotional service by hearing and chanting. The purport is that one cannot live outside the society of devotees. One must live in the association of devotees, where there is constant chanting and hearing of the glories of the Lord. The Krishna consciousness movement is started for this purpose, so that hundreds of ISKCON centers may give people a chance to hear and chant, to accept the spiritual master, and to disassociate themselves from persons who are materially interested. For in this way, one can make solid advancement in going back home, back to Godhead. Arthendriya Ramo Sagoshti Atrishnaya Tat Sammatanam Aparigrahenacha Bibikta Ruchya Paritosho Atmani Vina Harer Guna Piyusha Panat. One has to make progress in spiritual life, but not associating with persons who are simply interested in sense gratification and making money. Not only such persons, but one who associates with such persons should also be avoided. One should mold his life in such a way that he cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. One can be thus elevated by being disgusted with the taste for sense enjoyment. So, Sanat Kumar is instructing Prithu Maharaj. These instructions are actually meant for everyone, especially those who want to make spiritual advancement. Simple instructions actually, but full of meaning. We should not think that, well, we should read Bhagavatam and listen to the lectures in Bhagavad class. No. The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, or purpose of studying Srimad Bhagavatam, is to apply the instructions in our own life. Then only the objective of Srimad Bhagavatam will be achieved. Simple instructions. In order to make spiritual advancement, we should give up the association of materialistic people. Who are the materialistic people? Those who are simply interested in women and money. That's stri sangha, ashat sangha, materialistic association. Has been described in the scriptures as asat sangha. Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying Vaishnava achar is to give up the association of the asat sangha. Asat sangha means materialistic association, association of materialistic people. Asat sangha tag ei Vaishnava achar. The same point is being made here by Sanat Kumar. Actually, this is how we find that all the saintly personalities are giving the same instruction. Again and again we are hearing the same instruction. But the question may arise, but in ISKCON we are associating with materialistic people. We are going out making life members. We are going out to preach. Yeah, that is the purpose. The devotee will go to associate, or not associate, go to the materialistic people. in order to benefit them spiritually. It is not that we don't go to them, we should not go to them, but we should not associate with them. What is the difference between association and meeting? The difference is, when we associate, then we get involved with them. When we associate, then we take their qualities. That should not be. We should give them our qualities. We should not go to materialistic people and think, oh, he is so rich, I wish I could become as wealthy as he is. He has such a beautiful wife, I wish I had a beautiful wife like that. Or he is so famous, I wish I had such fame and I had so many followers. No. The devotee should look upon them, not look upon, but look up to them with compassion. Compassion. Looking at compassion means feel pity upon them. That, oh, they don't have that. Not become greedy to have what they have, but to give them what they do not have. Actually, our mood should be, we do not need any of those things. When they come by Krishna's mercy, we engage them in Krishna's service. Of course, householder situation is different. They have to maintain their family. But the thing is, it should be just the least amount of involvement just for the maintenance of the family. Not divacharthe haya rajan. The day should be spent by earning money. Unfortunately, that is what is happening today. Like, the whole situation due to the influence of Kali has become so degraded that even to maintain the family life, even to maintain the family becomes such a difficult job. As I was telling the other day, like, one has to work from morning till night. Not only morning till night, but one also has to have his wife also go and work from morning till night just to maintain the family. And the result is no family. No family in the sense, husband is out working, wife is out working, and the children are left out. What kind of family life is this? Why have children then? If the mother cannot take care of the children, then why have children? These are the things that we have to seriously consider. If we want to really make spiritual progress, then we have to take up the responsibility. And unfortunately, that's happening. The mother is getting a leave, pregnancy leave, 1 month before the childbirth and 1 month after the childbirth. And then what happens? The child is 1 month old, no mother's care. Somehow, I don't know how they maintain that. And now, in the early days, there used to be joint families. There used to be aunts, there used to be grandmother and other female members in the family to take care. Even though the mother didn't go out to work, but there were so many other members in the family who is to take care of the children, who is to help the mother with the child. But now, so it's very, very unfortunate state of affairs. Now, the only hope actually is Krishna consciousness. Proper establishment of Krishna consciousness And that's why there has to be Krishna conscious communities. And in order to have that Krishna conscious community properly structured, we need Varnashram. Prabhupada gave us the ideas that this is how we have to go. And in order to do that, we have to reduce our needs. We have to reduce our needs. We can't expect, like we have noticed, especially in the Western world, we had farm communities. We have large farms, 300 acres, 400 acres of land. But no one is there. It started off nicely, like the devotees were living in the farm. Then they started to feel the pressure. Oh, I have to, even being in the farm, they have to maintain the family, and they are not interested in farming. And while they did the farming, then also we saw the produce costs less outside than producing in our own farm. When we produced our own wheat in our own farms, or vegetables in our own farm, they costed more than buying it from outside. So they felt, you know, why produce in the farm? Let's buy it from outside. And then they have to earn money. There is not enough resources within the farm. The husband has to go out, and they would go out and sell something. And with that they would maintain. There's no proper structure of a business that would be sustained with time. It was just one man show. They would go out and sell different items, and then they would bring the money. Then they felt that why live outside? Why live in a farm where I have to drive for 1 hour, 2 hours to the city? So let's go and live in the city. So this is how our farm communities didn't become successful in the West. So anyway, these are the challenges that we are facing. And the sincere householders, capable householders, have to start thinking how to actually create the situation where our community can grow. The householders' community is essential. When it's just community of brahmacharis and sannyasis, then it's easy, because their needs are very little. Sannyasis and brahmacharis don't need much. Sannyasis are maintained by others. They travel and preach, people take care of them. Brahmacharis living in the temple need very little. Just a place to sleep somewhere and take some prasad. But the trouble starts when we have to maintain the householders. How to do that? And that is a big challenge that we have, and we have to face that challenge. And I would suggest that the charity begins at home. The householders themselves have to consider how to make this, how to face these difficulties, how to face these challenges. So, but we have to, this is how we have to take the instructions of the scriptures to heart. Thousands of years ago, this advice has been given, which is applicable even in today's world. We should consider, this is how we have to mold our lives. Ashat sangat tag e vaishnavachar. And same thing has been said, Nidraya Riyate Naktam Babayana Chababaya Diba Charthe Haya Rajan Kutumbo Bharane Nava. Just in one verse, the materialistic life has been explained. At night, these people spend their time Nidraya, by sleeping, or Babayana Chababaya, or in sex indulgence. At night, this is their occupation. And Diba Charthe Haya Raja, and their days are spent in just earning money for the sake of Kutumbo Bharane Naba, for the sake of maintaining their family. What should the devotees do? Should the devotees' life be the same? No. Rather, their life should be molded in such a way that their time can be utilized by hearing and chanting. Cultivating the spiritual life. And the spiritual life begins by being surrendered. Surrender to Krishna, and that surrender takes the proper shape when one surrenders to a representative of Krishna and becomes guided by him. And then through this process he receives the Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed of devotional service. And then he cultivates that seed by watering the seed with hearing and chanting. Normal seed needs water, but the seed of Bhakti Lata needs the water of hearing and chanting to be sustained. Hearing and chanting. And as we are seeing in Brihat Bhagavatamritam, that how by chanting the mantra one is actually getting more and more purified. Proper chanting will purify our hearts, and proper chanting will purify our heart in such a way that we will be able to get out of this material nature. So let us take this process seriously. And Prabhupada is pointing out that simple negation of the association of materialistic people will not do. It needs the positive impetus. And the positive impetus comes from association. Rejecting one, accepting the other. Or by accepting one, we reject the other. We accept the spiritual life, material life is automatically rejected. And in Krishna consciousness, we are finding a process whereby materialistic life can be spiritualized. Materialistic life can be spiritualized. And that is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the very, very degraded condition of the people of this age of Kali. People are extremely degraded in this age. So what to do? Like as I was saying, like the condition of today's world is like everybody has to work so hard. In the previously, going to office meant, we used to use the expression 9 to 5. Those who used to work in the office, we used to call them 9 to 5 businessmen. Because the work schedule was from 9 to 5 or 10 to 5. But now we are seeing they have to work till 12 o'clock at night. If not 12 o'clock, at least 10 o'clock till night. 10 to 10, 9 to 10. And then they come home, there also they have to work. In some way, especially in America, they're developing a culture that they can carry their work at home. That is a nice thing, actually. They can do their work at home. Because they're interested in getting the work done. So as long as the work done, they're happy. And one can take work at, and work from home. And of course, they had another objective, that they need so many people and office is costing so much money. So if they work at home, they don't have to pay for the official set, office setup. Anyway, it's a kind of tug of war. Who can exploit whom the most? Especially the employers are trying to exploit the employees to the maximum extent. So, so at least one thing I would suggest, those who are in household life, make it a point that your wife doesn't have to go to work. Make it a point. And if at all she has to go to work, when she becomes the mother, she has to quit her job. When you become a father, you have to take the responsibility. If you need more money, then you go and work double shift. So this is how one has to become responsible. Not just enjoy and no responsibility. That's not right. And as much as possible, try not to be affected by the wrong association. When you go to work, if at all you have to mingle with them, preach to them. Preach to them. And if they don't like you preaching, then you know who they are. Then you don't talk to them. Go to your work, get your job done, come back home. Anyway, so you all are getting all the instructions in the scriptures. So now you have to consider how you are going to apply it in your life. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Does anybody have any question? Such short writing, small writing. I was wondering who this is from. Dear Maharaj, thank you for speaking the truth as delineated by Srila Prabhupada, especially the issue of women leaving their babies at 1 month old to work for another man. This is how Varnashankara is produced. This is the point Srila Prabhupada and the Shastra state many times. Unfortunately, I have heard many people encourage women to leave their homes and become a servant of materialistic persons. How can we counteract this bogus propaganda within ISKCON? I don't know who is doing that. Let's not get into that. Let's present the fact. That's about all we can do. If somebody is saying something wrong, then deal with him directly, personally. Because, you know, speaking about them here is not going to help anyone. Rather, if anyone is saying like that, oh no, women should go out and work, that is not right. And unfortunately, that also happened in ISKCON. Right? ISKCON in the sense, like they sent women out to collect money. First, in the form of book distribution. Prabhupada didn't mind women going out distributing books. But Prabhupada didn't want the mothers to go out and leave their babies and go out and distribute books. But then what happened? Oh, they're distributing books, they're not bringing in so much money. Sell records. Oh, even more profitable is to sell paintings. And this is how it started. We unfortunately, we used our mothers to go out and collect money. And their children were neglected, and that's why most of that generation has turned against ISKCON today. We can't blame them because we made a blunder. And say, let us at least try to follow the thing, the mothers have to take care of their children. Bas. That is the business of a mother. Even the animals do that. We see how the animals take care of their babies. But why human beings should not? Anyway, thank you, Dayananda Prabhu. Now, Shubham, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class. Actually, I am guilty of working from 9 to 1 to 2 a.m. every day. I was about to say 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I thought, oh, fortunate soul. But 9 a.m. to 1 or 2 a.m. every day. I am realizing that maybe I am wasting my life. I find myself unable to give up this very prestigious and sought-after job as a corporate lawyer. This is because I have always been a high achiever. Even the devotee community is very proud of me. My temple leaders encourage me to keep working like that because we need top professionals to support the financial affairs of the temple. So are you giving the money to the temple? All the money? Okay. So the thing is, you are single, why should you? Rather, use your time. If you're really an achiever, then why not do things? If you're really that competent, then why don't you use your talent? Become a consultant instead of a servant of somebody. You become the consultant, become the advisor, become the guru. Right? If you're that good a lawyer, then have your independent occupation. Right? When you go back, do that. All right. I am confused as to what I should do. Are you still confused? Okay. Whether take a simple job with lower paycheck and focus my time on devotional life or keep working like I am currently, please guide. Not even take up a job of a lower salary, but have an independent occupation. If you're so good, maybe initially you won't have such a big success. But if you're good, people will come to you. Aparajita Radhika. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances unto the dust of your lotus feet. Guru Maharaj, my question is from yesterday's Bhagavatam class. When I suffer any kind of disease, that time attachment towards body increases. and also sadhana gets affected. So how can I overcome this condition? So yeah, that is true. Like when the body undergoes difficulties, where is Aparajita Radhika sitting? Okay. So yeah, that it happens. Like when the body suffers like that, the consciousness becomes focused to the body. So that tendency is natural, that one becomes too obsessed with the body and the spiritual activities suffer. But at least when the body is healthy, then use the consciousness in practicing Krishna consciousness properly. Because if you do that, then you will make spiritual advancement. And when you make spiritual advancement, then these urges of the body or the body consciousness will be reduced. And you will see in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, like when a devotee practices Krishna consciousness properly, he develops a spiritual body. Not that a devotee always remains in this body. He feels that now his body has become free from the five elements. That means he developed his spiritual body. So that will happen if we practice properly. And if we can't, then we should pray to Krishna with all sincerity. Because a time will come when we'll become old, we'll have disease, and we'll have to die. Those are the difficult times. Even King Kulashekhar, a very great devotee, is saying, prana prayana samayi kafubatu pitto kanthava rodhana vidho smaranam kudaste. Prana prayana samayi, at the time of leaving my body, my throat kafubatu pitto with mucus, bile, and air, my throat will get choked. How will I chant your holy name at that time? So he is also perceiving that, foreseeing that that's going to happen. How will I remember you? So that is the prayer. How will I remember you at the difficult time? So I may forget you, but you please don't forget me. So this is how we have to pray to the Lord. Please don't forget me. Please, when even I forget, you don't forget me. Even when I am not able, you please come to my help and rescue. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.